ahead and start it. Go ahead, Mocha.
The Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee is called to order. The first item on the agenda is the election of officers.
First would be the president. Or, excuse me, chairperson. Anybody?
So what, we just need to motion to, like, I don't know what we need to do.
Y'all can either continue to have Mocha as your chairperson, or if Mocha, if you want to volunteer, or motion someone else to be one.
And what about Lacey?
Okay.
Nominate Lacey as president.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then a vice chair.
What does a vice chair do? Anything?
In case she's not here, you would step in. Yes, ma'am.
I can do that.
Sounds good.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
The next item is item 24-2165. Minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of April 3rd, 2024. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the Council Chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on April 3rd, 2024 at 12 p.m. An audio recording of the meeting is available to members of the public through the City of McKinney Meeting Archive. Board Chair Mocha Anderson called the meeting to order at 12 p.m. upon determining a quorum of himself, herself, and the following members were present. These City of McKinney staff and City Council members were present. There were seven members of the public present in the audience. Call to order, board members present, Mocha Anderson, Ashley Thompson, Misty Brown, Ewa Sissick, Meredith Brennan, Cheryl Darbo, Annette Miller. Absent, Mary Alice Ketchum. Consent items, item 24-1386, minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of January 24th, 2024. Board members unanimously approved the motion by Board Member Misty Brown, seconded by Board Member Ewa Sissick, to approve and referred 24-1386, minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee meeting of January 24th, 2024. Regular agenda items, 24-1387, update on 2024 McKinney Board and Commission member appointments. Item 24-1388, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Next meeting is set for September 18th. Board members unanimously approved the motion by Board Member Mocha Anderson, seconded by Board Member Ewa Sissick, to approve 24-1388, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Item 24-1389, tour Collin County Animal Shelter. Adjourn at 12:21 p.m. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Regular agenda items, 24-2166, introduce new code services director.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Philip Hubbard. I'm the new Code Services Director. I started with the City of McKinney on September 9th, so just a little over 2.5 months here. And I'm not from Texas, so originally I was born in Oregon, in Eugene, Oregon. Spent the majority of my life there. After high school, I joined the Marine Corps. Served for 4 years, from 2004 to 2008. Went around the world a little bit. Came back and settled again in Eugene, Oregon. I worked some jobs that were not dead-end jobs, but they weren't awesome, good, high-paying, you know, benefits types jobs. And then a few years after I got back to Eugene, my wife and I, we were looking for a more steady thing, and so I joined the city government as a street sweeper, and so that's how I got started in local government work. So I worked that position for a few years, and then a code inspector job came up with the City of Eugene. I applied just to basically get out of the truck, and I was offered the position and started that, and then I instantly found that I was really good at those kinds of things, communicating with the public, working on correcting code violations and those kinds of things. So stayed in that position for about 6 years. COVID hit. The world changed, as we all know. And my wife and I, our kids were 14 and 11, I believe, at the time, and we were trying to just show them that the world was bigger than Eugene, Oregon. And her brother had moved to Arizona, and Rand had raved about that. So after about a year and a half of looking, we were able to find a position for me down there with the City of Chandler. So we accepted that, moved down there April of 22, I believe, or maybe 21, one of those. So we moved down and was very successful down there, received a promotion to a manager position. But then after about 18 months as a family, we decided, okay, we probably need to return back to Oregon and take care of some things that were going on up there. So we did. Last fall, we returned to Oregon, and I accepted a position with the City of Corvallis as a code supervisor. And quickly after returning to Oregon, we addressed the things we needed to, and then for me, career-wise, I realized, like, okay, I'm not in a position that I want to be in. I want to do more. I've got a love for local government and trying to take what code does and trying to better communities and work with housing and community development and those kinds of things, and that wasn't available to me there. So started looking around, this position came up, national recruitment, didn't think I stood a chance. Obviously I did, and so went through that whole process and then was successful, and a few weeks after receiving the that word and the offer, we were able to move 2,000 miles with 3 vehicles, including 1 big U-Haul. Couple of dogs, and settled into McKinney. And previously I had lived, when we did move, we weren't in the city that I had moved to, and I made it a point to that I wanted to live in McKinney, learn about McKinney, and really experience what this town has to offer, and that's what we've been doing thus far. I couldn't be in a better place, so very, very happy and excited to work with you guys on this board, but also in a bunch of different avenues to try to better McKinney residents. So
welcome.
Thank you.
My daughter lived in Eugene for about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, is that right? Okay, was she going to school?
No, that was the initial intent.
Okay.
And then she ended up moving to New Zealand from there. But
wow, okay.
Yeah. She enjoyed Oregon when she was there. She likes it up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, wonderful place. I love to visit, but I think if you've been anywhere for a long time, everywhere else kind of seems...
Well, and not a lot of opportunity in Eugene.
Not for what I do, mm-hmm. No. You know, if you've not been there, you've got Eugene, which is around 180,000 people, and across the river you have a town called Springfield, Oregon, that's about 50,000 people, and then the next nearest jurisdiction is 45 minutes away,
yeah.
Which, and I was commuting when we moved back up there, which, you know, 45 minutes one way, that takes a toll on you after a while. So.
And only one way to get there, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, you got I-5, which is a 2-lane road. People do drive better up there. I'm just going to throw that out there. No offense, but much more cordial driving environment there. But yeah, it was just not where we needed to be. So.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
The item 24-2167, consider discuss act on next meeting date. I propose sometime in April, Unfortunately, I don't have a calendar on me.
I do.
Somebody has a Wednesday.
I do on my phone, but I also have. Good. So, let's see, 2nd, 9th, 16th starts to get into Easter week, because Easter's on the 20th.
9th, probably.
9th?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I move that the next meeting is held on Wednesday, April the 9th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
Well, that was a fast one.
Yep.
That's quick. Very quick.
Have a chance by 3 years.